Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
It's a fine day that will become warm in places. Pretoria up to 25, Joburg 24, Mbombela and Polokwane 27, Emalahleni 26, Rustenburg up to 31. And you can get the hourly forecast for where you're going to be today. Go to jackrandafm.com, click on the weather tab.
In Edenville, there's been a collision on the N3 northbound near Linksfield Road.
Two officials from a SASSA office in Mpumalanga have been suspended for performing a ritual in their office. Officials from the Social Security Agency say needles were found and suspected muti was allegedly sprinkled on their colleagues' workstations. The employees were seen in CCTV footage recorded earlier this month entering the office after hours. And G7 energy ministers have reportedly agreed a time frame for phasing out coal-fired power plants as the UN warned excuses for failing to take bold action on climate change are not acceptable. The plan is to commit to close these plants before 2035. The Group of Seven meeting in Turin is the first big political session since the world pledged at the UN's COP28 climate summit in December to transition away from coal, oil and gas. And with that, looking at our business news. The rand is staying strong against the US dollar, with investors focusing on the March money supply, trade and budget balance figures due to be released today. The data is expected to reveal the health of the local economy. In London, Anglo American will gather for its AGM that starts this morning. Shareholders will want to hear the details from the mining company's board after it rejected a takeover bid from its Australian giant and rival BHP on Friday. And Hong Kong launched trading of Asia's first spot Bitcoin and Ether Exchange Traded Funds, or EFTs, this morning, moving forward in the city's race to become a regional virtual asset investment hub. Hong Kong also allows for Bitcoin and Ether instead of official currencies like the US dollar to be used to invest in the EFTs. This morning, a dollar at 18 rand 70, a euro 20 rand 2 cents, a pound 23 rand 45. Gold trading at $2,329.46 per fine ounce, oil at $88.44 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadija De Souza, more news at 7.
Well, Mamelodi Sundowns are getting close to the end now. They're just one win away from clinching the DStv Premiership title after they beat TS Galaxy 3-0 at Loftus last night. Masandawana have been unbeaten in 23 league matches this season. They could wrap up a seventh consecutive title later this week if second place Stellenbosch FC lose at home to Golden Arrows tomorrow, or if Sundowns themselves beat Kaizer Chiefs away from home on Thursday. Leicester City has sealed the championship title after Jamie Vardy's doubleheader wrapped up a comfortable 3-0 win over Preston. The Foxes' return to the top flight was sealed after Leeds' shock 4-0 loss at QPR on Friday. Liverpool say they expect Mohamed Salah to remain at Anfield next season. He is in the final year, or will be entering the final year of his contract after the season, and there's been renewed speculation about a move to Saudi Arabia, but Salah has given no indication that he wants to leave, and Liverpool are not planning to sell. Former heavyweight boxing champion Mike Tyson's 20th of July fight against Jake Paul will be a sanctioned heavyweight professional bout. The fight will be over 8 2-minute rounds, the result to count on the record of both Paul and Tyson. Tyson lost his last official bout in 2005. He's not won a fight since 2003, and there have been concerns over the age difference. Paul is 27. Tyson turns 58 on the 30th of June. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's your Jack of Sport.
Jack Arena FM plays more.